No, I'd have like 50s on my truck.
50 cows?
No.
That'd be a thing to do. Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight.
You didn't just throw feces at him?
Tonight we're going to not throw feces at things.
Why not?
Because we're talking about Tron tonight.
We're talking about feces. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay, okay.
We're busy playing the game.
Playing the game?
We're playing the game.
What to throw the anti-weed?
No, we're talking about... No, I want to...
plant the feces seed?
The feces seed?
Deep in somebody's mind?
Yep. It is a world of shit.
It reminds me of Tron.
Yes. Speaking of Tron, we're talking about Tron tonight.
Do we have to talk about it?
It was fun.
No, it was fun.
Because
the graphics were a lot of fun.
The graphics were good. I think they did some updated stuff, and it looked all right.
And I was thinking about that. You know the reason why they still work for me? Is because they like they look nothing like today.
Yeah.
It's not like they're a crappy version of what there is today.
Yeah.
They're just more like a badass version of what was then. And I was thinking, you never see that anymore.
Well, it's real rudimentary, too. So it's like they don't try too hard with detail. It's like it's just like lines and objects, really.
Right.
It's real basic. So, yeah, it's like Max Headroom stuff or something, I guess.
But it's funny, it makes it almost not even seem old. Because you don't even really have a point of reference anymore.
That's partially true. I mean, you could look at something like Money for Nothing, you know, the Dire Straits video that kind of was one of the first CG
things. Well, I was thinking of Weird Science.
Yeah, that's right. They use a little of that, like, stuff in Weird Science.
Well, Money Never Sleeps.
You know.
You gonna go see that, Seth?
Are you?
Yeah, fucking air ride. Yeah. Before a dude dies.
Who's dying?
Isn't he, like, fighting cancer?
Yeah.
Michael Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
I think Catherine Zeta gave it to him.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's probably that HPV. You know what the hell is that?
Human papilloma?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It starts with your dick, and then it goes to your brain.
Are you being serious?
There is certain types of HPV that cause cancers. Men typically don't show any symptoms, but it can lead to all kinds of cancers.
Cervical cancer in women?
Well, in men, it can lead to, like, neck cancer, neck and brain cancer, I think maybe colon cancer. Depends on where the virus is introduced. So if you get the HPV from, like, mound down, then you could end up with all kinds of head cancers.
Remember that. It's a good excuse not to do that.
Baby, you know.
What am I going to do?
You got a dental dam or, you know.
You just take care of that on your own, huh?
Yeah, just take care of it on your own. We got programs for that.
Yeah.
We got sucking programs.
We got programs.
We got culinary programs.
All kinds of programs.
We got programs with tits. We got programs with camel toe. This is what Tron's all about.
This is what Tron's all about. There's the program states of his users in this dystopian computer world.
And we got the poor man's John Malkovich. Not John Malkovich.
Poor man's Michael McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, David Warner.
Michael McDonald?
No, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald is the poor man's Michael McDowell.
Could he have a pitchfork and a torch?
Yeah. But the plot of Tron is pretty basic. It's like you have these computer programmers that are... One of them is recently been fired. He's played by Jeff Bridges, and he's all pissed that this one guy stole his video game ideas and used it to climb the ladder of this company. So he wants to go in and find evidence that he's the one that created the program. Could you stop doing that?
Yeah.
It's making too much noise.
Okay.
And so he goes and does that. And then he gets sucked into the computer program because they have some made-up stuff with lasers that digitizes the organic material or something and puts it into the computer program. Or into the software world. Or
here goes nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing. And so he meets up with Tron, who's the program that Bruce Boxleitner created. Who looks like Bruce Boxleitner. And Tron helps Tron save the day and defeat the Master Control Program, which is played by Moses from South Park.
Now Bruce Boxleitner's in sci-fi movies galore.
Yeah, and he's in Tron Legacy, along with Jeff Bridges, for the sequel. So that'll be interesting. But, I mean, really what they were doing is it's 1982...
Was he in Bone Eater?
He was in Bone Eater.
No shit?
He was in Bone Eater.
That's awesome. Was he the head of the evil corporation?
He was in the one with the... He was in Snakefish, right?
Snakefish, yeah.
Snakefish?
No, he's always the sheriff. He's always, like, the sheriff.
I'm gonna hold you to the freaking Rob Zombie now, though. Is that gonna go on the truck?
Oh, well, I'll check it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold you to Wolf House, Mark.
Wolf House? Okay, bring it. Is it Broughton yet?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think you just better put that back in your pocket.
Oh, my gosh. But, so, I mean, really, it deals with all kinds of issues. It's kind of ahead of its time in terms of the idea of interfacing with artificial intelligence. And I mean, it beats Terminator in terms of the machine coming alive and trying to take over the world, which is what the Master Control Program is trying to do.
Are we talking about Scary Factor? Because I would say no.
Oh, no, no, it doesn't. But I mean, in terms of the idea. It's 1982.
When did Cameron write that?
I don't know. Some people claim he didn't even write it. I think that he sort of stole it from other people's. I mean, it's not exactly the world's most original idea.
Kind of like Dillinger?
Yeah, just like Dillinger.
Just like Dillinger.
David Warner in the movie stole the video game programs. So, I mean, what Tron was trying to do was it was capitalizing on the arcade culture, which was really just emerging in the early 80s.
I know, it was kind of weird, you know, growing up at the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can remember...
Yeah.
Going to the arcade was huge.
Sharky's Arcade, now it's a big...
I still got some of those tokens.
Big tattoo place now.
Yeah, so you see all the gutter hose hanging out outside.
Yeah.
Putting cigarettes out on each other.
Every idiot and their jackass friend has got to have a tattoo these days to commemorate. So, it's real special. My daughter getting born, so I'm going to waste a bunch of money to get it on my arm.
Yeah,
then I'm going to be a drunken asshole, and then I'm never going to get a strange tremor. And then... she's gonna hate me.
Yeah, I don't fucking get that at all.
I don't know.
No, it makes more sense, like, putting your daughter as a tattoo than, like, your wife, because more than likely your daughter will still be your daughter.
Oh, yeah, you'd imagine so.
Unless maybe. It's like, you ever seen
Unless they end up on the Maury show, and if I.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he's got the tat? He's like, this is my daughter and I'm here for.
And then, nope, you're not the daddy.
Yeah! He, like, does the.
Darnell is the father. And he's like, no!
And then he rips it off. He's like, it was fake anyway.
the
Maury guy just comes out with the cheese grater.
I think there's like a new. I think there's like a new Labyrinth, like, special edition I was looking at.
Cool.
It was tempting. It was very tempting.
It falls into that same realm. Wasn't there some CG in Labyrinth too?
Yeah, I think
some early CG, like in Tron, when they were really having fun with it.
You know, the special effects from that time period that really freaked me out was Poltergeist, and I never put it together for a long time. But there's like that pink, like gross looking like tube that they fly in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Some of that stuff is
just early special effects, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah.
Early visual effects work.
Early visual, yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Tron is fun. It's nerdy. It's dumb. And it kind of holds a place as being sort of one of the first movies to sort of deal with video game culture and artificial intelligence and
War Games
nerd
before
stuff.
That. No, it wasn't. Maybe War Games was E3.
Yeah, it's close. I mean, they really were getting into a lot of that stuff. With the artificial intelligence and computers.
What about Porky's? Was that... No, I guess not.
No.
Was there special effects in Porky's?
I think there was. Some guy's dick got, like, yanked off or something. I don't know.
They just did that in real life. They had hired that. They paid the actor a lot of money.
They paid, like, a wino. Uh-huh. Like, the guy got stuck in front of at DMV and kept trying to bum money off him. And this other weirdo that I ran into earlier at the DMV, like, gave me this... Money, I didn't even read it all, except for I got the impression it had something to do with religion.
Of course.
Have you seen those? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's like a $1 trillion bill. Oh, maybe it was like a political thing.
The ticket to heaven?
Yeah, it was a ticket to heaven. So I'm like, he's
can you
like,
print those, Seth? Can you print tickets
like, man,
to heaven?
You got any money? And I was like, yeah, here you go. And this, yeah, I whipped that right out, so it all worked out. But then we started going on about slot cars, and I was like, is there any slot car tracks around here? And I'm like, that's just like Redwood Acres, try that.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, he was...
So you made a friend?
I made a friend. I'll never see him again.
Hopefully, if you're lucky.
Hopefully, if I'm lucky.
You might get some DNA off that $1 trillion bill you gave him.
Oh, God.
Did you do any lines with it?
Do I? What?
Did you?
No, I was line free. That's line free.
He was too busy waiting in line to do any lines.
Though that bathroom was awfully tempting. Mm-mm. Man, that place was packed. Ugh. I was there from 1:30 to like freaking 4:30.
That's miserable.
It is miserable. I just kept going out. I was like, yeah, there's like 15 more numbers in front of me. And they just stopped. I was G053. And it like stopped at G045. I swear for like half an hour it didn't fucking move. And I just kept going out to my truck and just sitting and having a cigarette. That's when I called that chick about that interview tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It was while I was waiting. And
well, that's good. Yeah, you got some other stuff
done. I got some stuff done. Yeah. Yeah. In the parking lot.
You gonna get a fleshlight for your truck?
Fleshlight for the truck? What exactly is a fleshlight? Is that so you like...
It's a tube with a rubber vagina or anus on the end of it that you can fuck and come inside and then clean out.
Well, what's the light for?
There's no light. It's just called that to play on the idea that it's like the first one. The first, yeah, but like you uncap the fake thing, so it, you can hide in the open. It could look like a beer can, even.
It'd be
like
that beer can could be. If I even ever thought about using that, it'd have to be like a one-off thing because I'd never use it again.
A one-off? I don't. It's dishwasher safe, I think. You know.
Nah.
That's disgusting.
Just rinse it out.
I guess I could use it with a condom.
Hey, Mikey.
No. Maybe a one-off thing, or are they like buy 10 for a dollar?
No, I don't think they are. I don't think they're designed to be cleaned, I think.
I just don't even
Can you like order them out of the Newsweek magazine?
I don't know. I think you go on the website.
The website? They got their own Fleshlight website?
Of course, it's like big. Like they sponsor Kevin Smith's podcast.
Can I get like an exact...
The Smodcast is sponsored by him, and they always do like a big old bit about it at the beginning. Kevin Smith swears by him at this point.
Can I get an exact mold of my favorite porn star?
You probably could.
Wow. Is that what you did, Seth?
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy? Huh. Oh, for the... Okay. I got you. Is it like one of those ones with the suction cup? You just put it on the dining room table and just climb up like you're riding the bull. Do you watch Urban Cowboy while you're doing
it? Put a quarter in there?
Put a quarter. I think, yeah. I was trying to get Ian to go with the cigarette machine to stock him up, $10 a pop. What do you think?
$10 is a little high.
A little high?
Too much.
You know, he'd probably fucking make you open it up and pull it out for me.
I'm sure he would. Nuts to that.
You could, like, time lock it, though. Mm. That'd be the way to go, just time lock it. So then it's like,
then
the only way is to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to go, you know, set up
something. Like I'll get a brick out of the driveway or something.
Unless, oh God.
Pull a little L.A. riots action, huh?
Like, do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Oh, gosh. So anyway, so Tron, I give a 3.5 out of 5 because it's fun. It's got a reasonably coherent plot. It's geeky.
At this point, any of your podcasts about movies, are they even about the movie at all?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like never?
It depends on whether or not you're here.
Is it me? Am I doing it?
You can talk about the movie, dude. What do you think? And don't bend that so much, dumbass. You're going to break it.
You are a distraction.
I think it was okay, I guess. Whatever.
So what is that, like a 4.5?
I give it a whatever.
A whatever.
Out of 5.
Whatever.
Gives
out
it
five.
A 0, no non-rating. And
I might give it a 3. You know, we didn't really research it. It would have been nice to spend a little time online just to look up some things.
Yeah, the soundtrack was kind of a fun 80s soundtrack of just kind of adventure.
I was wondering what the song was at the end, but you just fucking fast forward through
that. Oh, I did, I'm sorry. I was looking for
the
ending.
And then I didn't get a chance to see the credits other than there were like the symbols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was awesome. I'm assuming that it must have been the graphics must have been done in Japan or something.
Who knows? Who cares?
Well, you see, I'm trying to build.
Yes.
I'm trying to say a little bit about Tron here.
I know.
You gotta work with him.
You gotta work.
I think we'll be able to do a more comprehensive review of the sequel now here in a few weeks or months when it comes out. Now having refreshed ourselves.
No, Money Never Sleeps though.
That too. I mean, we saw part of Wall Street on TV not too long ago. I feel okay.
Well, we were
that.
Still going to do that at some point. We should do that before
Zach's
it comes out.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Well, yeah. Bring over Wall Street next time.
It is a great movie, and it's by far my favorite character, Michael Douglas, even more so than Romancing the Stone. Or
what about The Game? Now.
The Game? That's actually a pretty decent movie. We could do that sometime.
I got that on DVD. That'd be worth doing.
And,
what about Tough Guys?
Tough Guys.
That's Kirk Douglas.
That was Kirk Douglas.
And that's actually a really good movie.
That was fucking Spartacus, dude. What the hell?
That's a quite an enjoyable film. Dana Carvey.
Oh, what, Master of Disguise?
Yeah. Is it a comedy?
Tough Guys?
Yeah,
it's a comedy.
Dana Carvey was in Tough Guys?
Uh-huh.
With Burt Lancaster
and
anything
with Eli Wallach.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
Anything with a bird in it's got my...
Eli Wallach is this old, like, nearsighted bounty hunter that was hired to take them both out before they went into prison, like, and then they were in prison for 30 years, and then when they get let out, he still, like, is trying to live by the the hitman code, you know? He's like, I'm gonna get you, you sons of bitches! And he's ornery and nearsighted, and he doesn't take any shit from the
bank
punks.
Were they, like, bank robbers or something?
Yeah, they were the last guys that robbed the last train. Right, and then the train was doing its last run in the movie, and then they decided to go back. It's really about, like, there's no place for these kinds of people anymore in the world, and it's all 80s, you know, juice bars and shit like that, and there's no bars anymore, and everything's... It's a really good movie.
Well, they should have looked up fucking Danny Aiello.
Or Danny Trejo.
Yeah, you look him up, too. I bet you if he ran a bar, it'd be...
He ran a bar in Young and Restless in Mexico. He helped Victor find that one guy that...
This
happened.
On Young and the Restless,
You saw it. You had the bar?
I remember something about that in the background.
The dynamic with Victor was good.
The dynamic was?
Yeah.
Think he's going to come back, become regular?
Probably not.
He's too big for soap operas now?
Machete. Maybe Victor will show up in Machete.
Awesome.
So when are you guys going to go see Machete?
I don't know. We know when it's coming out. It'll all depend on if other people are gonna, if Zach and them want to do it, then it'd be a thing to do. We could do a big podcast about that.
What he's saying is, if you want to go see it, it doesn't matter. That's what he was saying.
No, I'm saying
that's pretty much what he's saying. I wonder why I never see shit.
I'll see it.
Yeah.
Now that you're more available, we can. Yeah, we'll work it out. See it some Friday afternoon or something, like noon or something.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
With your fleshlight.
You probably have a fleshlight. That's your acting like, what's a fleshlight?
Why the hell would I have a fleshlight?
Why not, Mark? Why not? Just answer that
question. Because it's a waste of money?
Don't deflect.
The end of fist fuckery, huh? That's what Kevin Smith says in his ad for it on his podcast.
I don't get it.
You don't have to fuck your hand anymore.
Oh, fist-sticking, like fisting, yourself.
You're always thinking that, though.
I'm always thinking about fisting. You know, unless I have some chocolate, and then...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is right.
It's not gonna happen, huh?
It's not gonna, huh?
What, it's between, not gonna happen.
Between me and him tonight? No, probably not. He's being moody again.
Uh-huh.
With the fisting?
See what I got put up with?
Pretty bad.
Quit being difficult.
Exactly. You know, we could get married here pretty soon, I think. You've been paying attention.
Unconstitutional.
That's right. It'd be eight means hate. But, no, really.
Is there something in either the state or the actual constitution about marriage at all? Is the word marriage mentioned in either of those constitutions in any respect?
In the state constitution or the...
Or the...
Well, I know they were going to create an amendment.
It's mentioned in the state constitution now because they passed the...
Actually, something... Shit. I don't remember what's happened with all that, but the issue is it's just a matter of, you know, like 14th Amendment kind of crap.
Yeah, it's just personal rights stuff. Right. So to say that it's a constitutional thing is kind of a misnomer then, because it's more like it's like... The Constitution doesn't say that that's okay, but it doesn't say that it's not, because the Constitution is just a collection of laws, and it's kind of bullshit anyway. It's like, most things should be okay unless you can come up with a reason for them not to be, and that's really what laws are about. I mean, there's the Bill of Rights, but that even that's kind of an arrogant, stupid thing to do, because it's like, here's what we're saying you can do. It's like, really, laws that tell me what I can do?
Well, no, the meaning of the Constitution originally was that any power is not... You know, really anything that's not listed here is the
states.
Role of the... Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gotten a little muddled these days because everybody wants to use it to
make a statement. To get back to Trump.
Yeah, let's get back to it. And the power of the user and the religious angle. There's the people, the programs that believe in the users, and they're trying to usurp that. It's like almost like a communist state with the master control.
Now, it's almost kind of like
program or
Catholicism versus Protestants.
Maybe, yeah.
With the direct link?
Yeah, and a totalitarian thing. You're right, exactly. The pontiff is the master control program, his connection to Dillinger. And,
remember that John Dillinger movie with Johnny Depp?
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
It was a terrible
movie. I liked it better than most people. I didn't mind it.
Or was it so bad that you would murder somebody that made it?
Girl.
Oh, you got something in mind?
Come here.
You plotting over there?
No, I was just wondering what your level of hatred reached.
My level of hatred reached never seeing it again.
That's pretty mild.
I don't think I could kill Michael Mann over much of anything. Because he did direct Heat.
Come here, bro. Would you slap him with a glove?
I might just give him a look of disgust and maybe, tip my drink up and walk away.
Would you fist him?
Would I fist him?
Yeah.
And how would that... Wouldn't that, punish me? Especially if he didn't have, adequate prep.
Yeah, he'd have Michael Mann feces and blood and rectal skin all over his hand.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like it'd be worth it. I could pay you to do it.
How much?
I don't know, I'll go out on a limb, $50.
All
right. Okay. So does this mean we, entered into a conspiracy?
I think this means that people are going to need to keep listening to the Futile Podcasts to see progress.
To find out what happens to Michael Mann.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Because of Dillinger.
What if you wake up tomorrow and you read turn on the news and it's like, Michael Mann got fisted last night.
I'd go pull $50 out of the ATM. Yeah.
And then you probably go to the bank and get $50 too, huh?
Nah, I'd probably just go no.
You didn't even get it.
No, because it wasn't funny. There was no packing involved in that set. That joke doesn't work any time.
I love how you think everybody else's dumb jokes are not funny because yours are even dumber.
Yeah, well. So you wanted to talk more about Tron?
I wanted to talk about the chick.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
She
showed up again. She was the nerd girl with the big red-rimmed glasses that made her the nerd girl.
Yep.
And the jeans.
She
and
liked
the
to play
high
with
tops
lasers.
And played with lasers with the old guy from Lost Boys, the grandpa.
We didn't even talk about grandpa from Lost Boys.
TV guide, so he doesn't need a TV.
With his root beers and his double-stuffed Oreos.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like double-stuffed Oreos when I was a kid.
Seriously, is this talking about Tron? It's talking about your double stuff versus regular stuff?
Well, you had nothing to contribute.
But when they step up to triple stuff, you probably changed your mind.
Did they do a triple stuff?
Did they do a triple stuff?
No, Cartman was the one that thought of that.
I know they did chocolate ones, and those were gross.
He said, when Cartman had his moment of psychic seeing powers.
And I'm gonna make triple stuff.
He's like, yeah, he's taking two double stuff Oreos, he's breaking them up. He's turning into quadruple stuff. Like, only someone like Cartman would be that disgusting to think about doing that.
Quadruple stuff.
Quadruple.
Oh, shit. Did you,
That's disgusting.
That is gross.
It's just hydrogenated gunk, too, really. It's like sugar hydrogenated gunk.
Quadruple stuff.
But that's the thing, is that they did, when back in the day, they did the one where they went to the Jewish camp, and they all made macaroni pictures for Moses. And Moses is the master computer from Tron. That's what it looks like in South Park, what they made Moses look like. So, that's pretty funny. Connection there.
You just bring it all full circle.
I bring it full circle, and then I close it up, and I say, email us at futilepodcast@gmail.com.
That's pretty tight.
And keep on keeping on. This is year 4, and we're rolling right in.
We're rolling.
All the rule book is out on the road, and we've been driving for at least 100 miles at this point.
Did you catch that?
I want to expand some more on my idea about Greenpeace
mm-hmm.
doing a show on Discovery Channel going after Somali pirates.
That would be cool.
I think it would be cool. They got their little helicopter.
But Greenpeace is about the environment, and Somali pirates don't really hurt the environment too much. So, what's your point?
Well, they litter the seas with bodies.
Organic, dude.
They probably... Their shell casings are... Well, when they shoot holes and stuff, it leaks, you know, whatever into the ocean, and I bet you they don't have health insurance.
Not anymore. Obama's probably covering them.
Okay. So,
well, there was that one pirate that was getting like a... Weren't they going to try him?
I don't know.
In like New York City? That's a good rope.
Like Pace?
Like Pace, Picani.
I think that was the governor of New Jersey.
Governor of New Jersey.
He was a butt pirate.
Was that the guy that like went to prison?
For being a butt pirate? No. He just got in a scandal.
Well, there was the one like governor of New Jersey that did go to prison. Like
that was the one after him.
Okay. So the butt pirate's still out. Out on the open seas.
The butt seas?
With the Roger. Jolly Roger.
Oh my gosh.
And the Jolly Buggerin.
Oh my gosh.
This is all.
I think we got a new movie with Michael Caine. That's what I think.
Michael Caine?
Is
his career that bad?
Well, he did do that movie with Jude Law.
Yeah,
absolutely. He did On Deadly Salute. Ground with Steven Seagal, too.
Yeah, we saw part of that on TV yesterday.
Steven Seagal's got a new movie coming out. Oh, shit.
Machete.
I do want to see that. I couldn't believe
it. You got to go see
Bobby. But Danny Trejo's got, like, his own movie.
Uh-huh.
Haven't we all been waiting for this day? Ever since he?
Ever since he was on Young and the Restless.
Yeah, because he was on Young and the Restless for a couple episodes.
He was on there for like 6 months. He even came back to Genoa City and testified for Victor.
Nice.
And Rob Zombie utilized his immense talents in The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Sounds like you're making fun of
him. Him and Diamond. And
Diamond Dallas Page?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Wait, really?
They're like bounty hunters.
Oh my god.
They go after
I think
rejects.
I can see that movie.
No, because, oh shit.
I can see that movie.
Not John Forsythe.
Because Diamond Dallas Page is probably a good actor, right?
Oh, well, definitely.
What's that guy's name? William Forsythe.
Yeah.
William Forsythe is the sheriff.
Of course.
And The Devil's Rejects.
Is DDP really in it?
Yeah. Him and Danny Trejo are like bounty hunters that the sheriff hires to track down The Devil's Rejects because they killed his brother, who was like a sergeant.
Is that the sequel to the Thousand Corpses movie? So you have to see both, then.
You got
to
see both.
So I've seen...
They're definitely completely different movies, though.
But Chris Hardwick is in the first one, and he gets killed?
Yeah, he gets, like, turned into art.
Oh, nice.
And, the other dude's really recognizable, too. I think he was, like... was he one of the new kids in... Might have been one of the new kids.
Was it Danny?
Was it Joey?
Was it Joey? You'd have to see it. Well, we can look it up. We can look it up.
Yeah,
we could just go watch it right now.
You should have let me know.
They probably released it in theaters.
I don't know if you can handle that one, Seth. I hear you're rather sensitive.
Yes, that's sensitive with the Saw movies and stuff that he always makes me watch.
But, well, they're pretty goddamn graphic.
Yeah.
But so they go track him down, and then it's like this whole twist of everybody feel bad for the Devil's Rejects. It's like, fuck that. William Forsythe is all of a sudden a bad guy because he's taking the law into his own hands and torturing the torturers. No, fuck that. They're pieces of shit. They're guilty as sin.
Oh, I see.
So he like takes out the staple gun and he's like stapling pictures of people they killed to like their chests and shit. And then Bunny, Sherry Moon Zombie, he like dress her up as a rabbit and he's gonna like hunt her. I don't remember that, but then the whole story went south because the big, like, what the fuck was that guy's name in the Addams Family? Lurch. They got this big Lurch motherfucker that's like this mutant brother of theirs, and he was still lurking around, and he fucks it all up, and then they get away. But then they hit the roadblock. But you got there's a great soundtrack. You got Allman Brothers, Midnight Rider at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think you got, I think they did. I think they did Freebird at the end.
Of course.
When they drive their Cadillac into the roadblock, and then they just, like, all get shot to pieces.
So now,
like,
we know the ending. So
Bonnie and Clyde style. And that, there's so many facets to this movie that I couldn't ruin it. If I spent an hour, it still wouldn't be ruined.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll have to check it out.